Today, Israeli authorities took an unprecedented step and began to bulldoze the United Nations main office for Palestinian refugees. Israel had banned it from the country, accusing it of being complicit in Hamas's terrorism and governance in Gaza. President Trump today said the Board of Peace that is designed to run Gaza might replace the UN, though he said the UN needed to continue its work. But if the U.S. is hoping to give Palestinians a better future, in Gaza it feels a long way off. Nick Schifrin and our Gaza producer, Shams Odeh, have this look at one man's desperate search for his deceased family. And a warning, images in this story are disturbing.
Today in Gaza, Palestinians often don't go home to live. They go home to find the dead. Not with cranes or bulldozers, which aren't available. Just shovels and bare hands and an unbearable weight of grief. Mahmoud Hamad walks down to where he used to live, where he lost everything. He survived what he says was the Israeli strike that destroyed his house and stole his world.
I am standing outside of this house to say that what happened to me has happened to every Gazan. My house, like the whole area, was targeted by a huge fire belt.
He moves slowly, digging debris carefully, because he is looking for all of his children, his wife, Samar, and the unborn baby he'll never meet.
She was pregnant. When we were in school, she was in her 7th or 8th month of pregnancy. I graduated with her from the university, and she graduated top of the class with distinction. We promised to complete a master's degree and doctorate and stay together, but she passed away. May God honor her.
His screen cracked, but his memory crystal clear. His kids, Mohammed, Gaith, Jana, Judy, Ismail. And so goes the story of Gaza, once one of the most densely populated parts of the planet. Today, much of it a moonscape, with thousands buried underneath. Palestinian health officials say more than 70,000 were killed, including more than 450 even after the October ceasefire. Today, 3-month-old Shaza Abu Jarrah died of hypothermia, the 9th child this winter, who Palestinian health officials say was killed by severe cold. And the UN says more than 80% of Gaza's buildings are destroyed. In the war launched after Hamas's October 7th terrorist attacks, the deadliest single day in Israeli history. Israel blames the damage on Hamas's use of civilian infrastructure. Since the ceasefire, half of Gaza has no Israeli troops, but also no reconstruction. Gazans like Hamad Aslim can walk freely. He, too, is looking for his buried family by hand. All he finds, children's blankets and clothes.
We try and try, hoping that God will help me get any of them out so they can be buried. I don't know how to describe the feeling of having my whole family under the house and being unable to get them out. I've appealed to the whole world, hoping that this new Board of Peace will stand with us and look after us.
We just created the Board of Peace, which I think is going to be amazing. I wish the United Nations could do more.
The Security Council-endorsed Board of Peace will be chaired indefinitely by Donald Trump and is designed to oversee Gaza's future and make decisions that will lead to reconstruction and new governance. But today, that better life is just a promise. There is first trying to provide dignity in death. Mahmoud Hamad sifts through the sand. It turns out there are no bodies to find, only human bones among the rocks. He'll keep going, but he knows he's found the remains of his pregnant wife.
How did I know that she was my wife? The first thing was the room, and the second were the bones of the baby. The baby was fully formed and was in the same place.
In this place today, there was no dignity recovered. And peace is still something imagined. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Nick Schifrin.